Welcome to the Drama Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Theater Folk, the Drama Teacher Resource Company. I'm Lindsay Price. Hello. I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. This is episode 210, and you can find any links to this episode in the show notes, which are at theaterfolk.com/episode210. Today, we are talking about student-driven work. Have you ever sat back and let your students take control of a play? Now, how does that make you feel? Does that make you feel excited, nervous, nauseous? Right? How do you let students learn from the struggles that they'll find throughout the production process rather than making the decisions for them? That's exactly what our guest did with a recent production of Shuddersome, and it is a great conversation. So let's get to it. I'll see you on the other side. For joining us. I am here with Sarah Hankins. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
So first of all, please tell everybody where in the world you are right now.
I am at Clinton High School in Clinton, Mississippi.
Very nice. Very nice. And how long have you been at your school?
This is my third year teaching at Clinton High School.
Ooh, and how long have you been a drama teacher?
This is my seventh year, about to finish up my seventh year.
Very good. Okay, so 7 years in, what is the thing that keeps you teaching?
Honestly, the students, because they change so much and you just get to build these relationships with them that, you know, your normal classroom teachers don't have. So they honestly keep me coming back day after day.
Awesome. Well, that's good. It's good to have something that keeps you coming back. I know that. I know that's not the case for everybody. And what was it that made you want to go into teaching and being a drama teacher?
Well, funny thing is, and I just shared the story with students earlier, I actually swore I would never become a school teacher. And then it just kind of hit me that I would be missing something and my life wouldn't be as fulfilled if I weren't a school teacher. But my mom is a 36-year veteran of public schools in Mississippi. She retired a couple of years ago. And then my grandmother was also a teacher, and my sister is also a teacher. So I guess you could say it runs in our blood.
Oh, man. I can totally see it, though, why you would be looking and surrounded by teachers and go, this is not for me.
Yeah. But as far as theater goes, when I was in ninth grade, I did a little bit of theater here and there at my church or in my school, but we had a community theater called Brick Street Players, and they needed a backstage hand, and they asked me, this pipsqueak of a ninth grader, to do that, and I got in, and I met some wonderful people, and then I met my mentor, and it just worked out where I found my passion, and so I'm able to utilize that passion. I was given the opportunity to teach theater, and it's been a journey ever since.
Awesome. So what's the best thing, or what's the most memorable thing? I think that's a better way to put it. What's the most memorable thing that your mentor has ever said to you?
Oh, gosh. Probably that theater can be summed up in one word, and that is reaction. And that's really what life is. It's reacting to everything that's around you because you're not just one person. And so that really helped open my eyes and helped me to start discovering who I was as a person. And then in turns accepting who I am as a person.
That's awesome. I like that. I think that that's the best thing that we can actually teach students on stage. Cause like, you know, how many times have we seen, oh, kids are doing a scene and it's just by rote, eh? Like they're just saying, here's my line. Oh, now it's not time to say my line. Oh, now it's time to move over here. As opposed to that being in the moment and actually reacting to what someone is giving you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 I love that. Oh, that's perfect. Wow. I'm so glad we went down that path and I got to ask that question.
Okay. I love it.
So we are here. We're here to talk about a production of Shuddersome. I know about this, and this is why you're here because there's you have some beautiful pictures.
Thank you.
And when I asked you about it, that you said actually that your job for the show was to facilitate because it was mostly a student-led production.
Yeah, it was. It was an experience.
Ah, well, let's talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about that experience. Okay, so first of all, did your students choose the play? Did you choose the play? Did you know you were going to have a student-led experience from the very beginning? What was the beginning like?
Initially not. So this group of students, most of them are seniors now. I was able last year to start an auditioned competition class at the high school. And so initially starting, I love it when students are able to do hands-on things, but you never really know depending on what students you have. But this particular group of students that were starting this endeavor, they had done a lot of comedy. And so I like to challenge my students. And so we started looking at some more dramatic pieces. And we read several plays and we just came across Shuddersome, and it just kind of fit. They love Edgar Allan Poe, and we liked that, you know, there were so many different ways you could take it and go with it. And so we had settled on that. So it was kind of a mutual decision settling on Shuddersome. But then as far as the student-led aspect of it, when we read it, they started coming up with all of these different ideas of what to do. So, you know, we kind of put it to bed, and then we had summertime, and then we came back and they had come up with even more ideas as we read it again to make sure that that was the show we wanted to work on. And so, you know, it was kind of organic.
That's kind of
them
exciting.
Taking control.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting that they were the ones who had ideas.